Hi there, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying you through the Bible verse by verse on this third day of September, which is an amazing day because we're starting a new book today. Today, we're going to be reading through Joshua chapter 1. And so we see here kind of the end of an era, the end of Moses. He dies, and then we pick up with Joshua chapter 1. And so as I think about that, I think about you, especially if you are going through one of those major transitions in your life. You know, this perhaps will be a very good encouragement to you. All right, so Joshua 1 in the World English Bible says this. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of Yahweh, Yahweh spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go across this Jordan, you and all these people, to the land which I am giving to them, even to the children of Israel. I have given you every place that the sole of your foot will tread on, as I told Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, and the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your border. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Don't turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Haven't I commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed, for Yahweh your God is with you wherever you go. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the middle of the camp and command the people, saying, prepare food, for within 3 days you are to pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which Yahweh your God gives you to possess. Joshua spoke to the Reubenites and to the Gadites and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, saying, remember the word which Moses, the servant of Yahweh, commanded you, saying, Yahweh your God gives you rest and will give you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your livestock shall live in the land which Moses gave you beyond the Jordan, but you shall pass over before your brothers armed, all the mighty men of valor, and shall help them, until Yahweh has given your brothers rest as he has given you, and they have also possessed the land which Yahweh your God gives them. Then you shall return to the land of your possession and possess it, which Moses, the servant of Yahweh, gave you beyond the Jordan toward the sunrise. They answered Joshua, saying, all you have commanded us, we will do, and wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we listened to Moses in all things, so will we listen to you. Only may Yahweh your God be with you as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your commandment and doesn't listen to your words and all that you command him shall himself be put to death. Only be strong and courageous. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I pray for my friend listening today that does not feel strong and courageous. I know I don't feel strong and courageous today, but you are. You promise you will never leave us. You will never forsake us. You will go ahead of us. You will help conquer enemy territory before us, behind us, beside us, and you will not depart from us. Lord, I thank you so much that we have the Holy Spirit now in this new covenant. We have the Holy Spirit living inside of us. We are the very temple of the living God. So we know that we know that we know that we know that we will not be forsaken. So thank you for that. Lord, thank you for Joshua and the example that he is to us, that he apprenticed under Moses and he exercised faith when he saw the promised land with his own eyes. And now he's going to be the very person to lead the nation of Israel into the promised land through the Jordan River, which really echoes what Moses did on the Red Sea. I love, Lord, how scripture echoes each other and points back and forward and beside him. And I love it, Lord. Just that your word is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. So Lord, as we walk through the book of Joshua, help us to gain lessons about what it means to trust you for the impossible, what it means to let you do the work through us rather than us fretting and worrying. Lord, you are the conquering king. You are the one who loves his children and loves to deliver on his promises. And so help us to rest in that. Even if we're worried today, even if we're stressed, even if our ulcer is acting up like mine is, we choose to rest in you and we worship you with everything inside of us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a lot of different levels, but starting at the very smallest level, level number one at $1, you will receive a special recording, or you can be a part of the recording where I teach from this month. It'll be the book of Joshua at the third, I think it's the third Thursday of the month. It could be the fourth Thursday. I can't remember. You'll find out when I send you an email after you've given. So thanks so much to all of you who have given. And again, don't do that unless the Lord prompts you. This is a ministry that is supported by you. And of course, more than that, supported by the Lord.